23 hours.
Plus, get convenient and easy access to your savings anytime with e-wallet, cash plus, ATMs, or your branch. Also, with FNB's Good Savings Account, every member sees real-time transactions and balances. Enjoy zero monthly service fee, competitive savings rates, all accessible on your device. Grow your group's wealth together with FNB's Good Savings Account. Visit your nearest FNB branch to open your group savings account or call 360 today to learn more. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB. Health changes everything.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Kamala felt residents are aged cancelled to engage a garbage collectors. Chaos at Kasumbalesa border as truck accident as sparks a looting of Millimill. In African news, armed men kidnapped 13 women in Nigeria's latest abduction. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Kamala South and near Watchtower have appealed to the local authority to contract a garbage collection companies to help address the growing waste management problem in the area. The residents say they have no available garbage collection companies to subscribe to, a situation they fear will worsen with the onset of the rainy season. Speaking on behalf of the community, Sarah Msonda has told Kumbon Radio News that uncollected garbage poses a serious health risk, warning that the situation could lead to outbreaks of diseases. Ms. Msonda adds that residents resort to hiring wheelbarrow pushers to collect waste, but these informal collectors are often arrested, leaving garbage to pile up even further.
Ajena robotet tengere kwa javuma huyu babonse vaji ni kuwa gwida ni wambo wame inya pa kati parodi kwa mwamne wama chitengere kwa mabini batu mwamoto wakuno sivi fikako kama asawisi manje wana emi wakambo dora makore ila mzama mbatia isi musunga buino wana mabini ya mene haya waka bini kaicheka ngonu ba instead baka nkarabeba mbili wazambo ngena mnyumba voku uja sivonsa usa kiivu wa vilinkile kivu na vilinkiti kainzika zainda pumwana azambo dwara na government ndati nganya ko bwandiro ba saka sitika so sikuno ka boy vakaitaka vamamoto kavjavuma bin voshta correct na bin pandi tare mana isi kusta kompreni apa manjenda isira yeyo kuti bwa na bwira pa vamamoto ka tapasa ko aba vagwira vamenya manchi dzasenza bwanji ro ndati tandira ko bwanji kuno kunyuka mlanga spuku.
Police have opened an inquiry into a road traffic accident at the Komesa area in Kasumbalesa, which led to the looting of an unknown number of millimeter bags. The incident occurred on November 29th, 2025, at approximately 09 hours, involving a Volvo truck registration at BCB 8890ZM, driven by Gary Bukabu from Jura Transport Company. The truck has struck a Congolese woman, causing severe injuries to her right leg. Following the collision, some Congolese nationals attacked the driver, dragging him into the Democratic Republic of Congo, where he is currently being held by immigration authorities. Copperbelt Police Commissioner Mwala Yuyi states that during the chaos, several individuals looted millimeter bags from the truck. Law enforcement officials intervened and order was restored. He says the truck and remaining bags have been secured and transported to the company yard near Kasumbalesa. He further disclosed that the situation is under control, but there was earlier tension at the border as some Congolese attempted to enter Zambia illegally. The Department of Immigration has apprehended 24 suspected illegal immigrants in two sped operations conducted in Kawe and Livingstone between 27th and 29th November 2025. Immigration Department Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka has told Combon Radio News that the Kawe Regional Immigration Office arrested 15 suspected illegal immigrants, 13 Somalis and 2 Ethiopians, along with 2 Zambian nationals, believed to have aided the group's illegal entry. He says the first interception occurred on 27 November when officers pursued a Toyota Velfire registration at BAX4018 along Mukonchi Road, resulting in the arrest of 10 suspects and a 32-year-old Zambian, Willard Sikalumba, the alleged co-driver. He reveals that in Livingstone, a separate operation by Victoria Falls Border Control officers on 29th November led to the arrest of 9 Somalis aged between 15 and 45 who attempted to exit Zambia illegally through the gorges near Muchenje village.
On 27th November 2025, the Kawe Regional Immigration Office apprehended 10 suspected illegal immigrants, 9 Somalis and 1 Ethiopian, alongside a 32-year-old Zambian national, Willard Sikalumba, believed to have been the co-driver of a Toyota Velfire registration number BAX4018. The apprehensions followed the interception of the Toyota Velfire along Mukonchi Road after a high-speed chase. The driver of the vehicle, Frank Nyondo, 32, along with 5 Somalis and 1 Ethiopian, initially escaped. Later the same day, 1 Somali was apprehended after Mulungushi University security personnel found him walking around the university farm and promptly alerted the Kawe Regional Immigration Office.
Mufurila's Kawama West councillor Nok Kabaso is concerned about the Constituency Development Fund CDF grants, stating that their lack of impact in the community is largely due to the way funds are allocated to project groups. Mr. Kabaso points out that many groups submit proposals with clear budgets for their projects, only to receive a smaller amount of money than they requested. He notes that this often forces groups to divide the limited funds, which undermines their original project plans. Mr. Kabaso has emphasized that it is crucial for local authorities to provide funding that aligns with the project proposals submitted by the groups. He argues that without a proper funding, the issue of unsuccessful projects will persist as organizations continue to receive amounts they didn't apply for.
Abantu bamo na mabokoresho ya idea. Chief President